Well, since no one's laughing anyway, and the mood is becoming rather somber, my life has been kind of bleak lately. Yeah, ever since my divorce. Yeah, well, the marriage started out well. We were married at a casino chapel in Las Vegas between the second and third nights of a three-show booking. The actual shows were in Kingman, which is about 75 miles away. Her father had been in the military and served overseas during World War II, so I thought, you know, she would be the perfect mate in terms of being understanding about my frequent absences from home. But she apparently considered defending the country from the Nazi threat to be a more important profession than cracking jokes to drunks, because her patience began to wear thin very quickly. And we talked about getting some marriage counseling, but it was too expensive on my salary, so we did the next best thing and had a child. Yeah. So things were tough, but you know, a stroke of luck helped us out during a difficult period in which my career was floundering. Shortly after my father-in-law's sudden death of a stroke, my wife received her share of the family inheritance, and together we purchased a small home in Culver City, Los Angeles. It was very close to the world of showbiz, and I was hopeful that some of the glitter and success would rub off on me. But since I was unable to find regular bookings in the LA area due to a few spiteful club owners, I had to take out-of-state bookings, and that kept me away from home for weeks, even years at a time. And this led to problems. You know, I've long believed that if you persevered at your dream long enough, it would eventually come true. But here's a question I've often asked. What if someone's talent was at something that no one was interested in? They could conceivably persevere forever and get nowhere. And sometimes I've felt that this sort of pointless struggle was my calling in life. I guess I hoped that the woman I married would share in these dreams, but this was not to be the case. 13 years and one daughter after our marriage began, she called it quits. Yeah. Now, I left several messages on the answering machine suggesting other options. I even tried faxing. These prayers were never answered. And now, today, despite my best efforts, we remain divorced. I wish she'd demonstrated the same commitment that I had, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Which is not to say she's a horse. She's a lovely woman, really. But actually, I'm pretty mad at her right now. Yeah.